Proclamation number 5596 of 8th of February, 1953. Effect of the divine word to the otherworldly beings. So always come together in my name and serve me by radiating love to all beings which surround you, to the people who live with you on earth and also to the souls which are certainly close to you but no longer in your earthly sphere but in the spiritual kingdom. Radiate your love to all of them, then you will be able to loosen and make happy everything that is bound and wretched which enters your circle of love. And I will always be in your midst if you unite in my name to work for me and my kingdom. I will never let you accomplish a work on your own. I will always be with you with my strength of love and bless your work. Then you will never form your own thoughts or words in your mouth, but your speech and thinking will be determined by me myself. Then you will speak for me in my stead to the souls to whom I would like to convey my word and who nevertheless have to accept it through you because they could not yet bear my direct address. And yet they feel me if they receive my word through you. Although people on earth must have an increased will to love in order to recognize me in the word, and this will only ever be a few, for love has grown cold amongst people. But the beings in the spiritual kingdom feel strangely impressed by my word if you offer it to them, if you let me myself speak through you. They feel benevolently touched by it because it conveys a flow of strength to them which they willingly let take effect on them and which awakens the desire in them to always receive more and more. These beings feel me but do not recognize me until they believe that I myself address them through you. But then they will no longer leave you and constantly want to hear your words. And then rich knowledge can be imparted to them which spreads light and attracts countless souls to the light again, and the work for my kingdom can be immensely extensive and successful in this way. Anyone who wants to serve me will also be accepted, and according to his willingness his mission will be. Therefore be eagerly active for me. Know that you only have a short time at your disposal and that you can work very successfully in this short time if only you use every opportunity to spread my word, for wherever it is accepted, wherever it is read or listened to, souls from the spiritual kingdom will arrive which, attracted by the unusual radiation of light, will also feel the unusual effect and gratefully accept it, which will supply them with strength. Yet the success is even far greater when my word, my gospel, is consciously conveyed to these souls, when they are called up in thought and every word is also spoken for them. No one on earth has any idea what effect such words have on the souls in the beyond, yet bear in mind that it is my word, that you are merely the instruments I use to bring me close to these souls without making their will unfree. In the same way I myself speak to the people on earth whom I cannot address directly either. Only they are far less willing to accept me because they do not yet recognize the extent of the great spiritual hardship which, however, causes the souls in the beyond to seek help, which they experience in my word conveyed to them through you. And they will thank you eternally for imparting nourishment to them which strengthens them and enables them to strive towards the light. They will thank you for helping them to gain strength which they lack and which they now use again in order to likewise help those who need help. Come and receive from me and distribute again, for I give with full hands. So you should also give to those who are miserable and unhappy on earth as well as in the spiritual kingdom. Amen.